Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Last Sunday, I was not ready. I was not ready, let alone ready to even think about preaching, about my feelings. And all of us have had feelings and will continue to have feelings about the mass shootings in Gilroy, El Paso, and Dayton. I was not ready. The feelings were deep. And many this week have said enough. And the feelings I knew that were in me that were churning and were really intense were feelings of anger, frustration, helplessness. And I think all of us will continue to say, what can I do? What can I do? So we desire a better country, which we heard in the second reading. This desire is not new. The second reading was all about Abraham's journey. And the second sentence to the end ends with, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one. God prepares it. The desire for a better country is not partisan. It is an age-old desire. We always want something better than what we have, don't we? I like this, but I really like that. And one of the things we desire, all of us, and it's not partisan, is a better country. And so we ask, what can I do to have a better country? And Jesus begins to answer us in the gospel. And the first thing Jesus says to us, who have these feelings that are intense, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And then Jesus calls us to move. He gives us action words. Sell your possessions, give to the poor. Be ready, be alert, for I will come at an unexpected hour. That word unexpected, to me, takes on a whole new meaning when we think about mass shootings. The word unexpected takes on a whole new meaning when we talk about violent outbursts of any kind. Whether it's in your home, somebody all of a sudden explodes in anger, that was unexpected, or a friend says something and that was unexpected, but the violent outbursts in our country makes all of us desire a better country. But violent outbursts happened at the time of Jesus. Here is Jesus and all these people living in a time of tension. Rome occupied their homeland. You could see Roman soldiers once in a while walking around, keeping things under control. And once in a while, the Roman soldiers would make false arrests. And one of the people who was arrested falsely was Jesus Christ. and died in a violent way. And so we have a long history of all of us being subjected to moments that were unexpected. And in this era right now, it includes violent outbursts. But Jesus says, be ready. Be ready for what? And do not be afraid. Now, the thing about fear, would you believe we're almost used to some things? We're almost comfortable with some situations that hundreds of years ago would have freaked people out. For instance, in 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright were in a machine heavier than air, and they were controlled and sustained in the air, and then they landed. That would have freaked people out hundreds of years ago. We take that for granted. We take for granted now that 50 years ago we landed on the moon in a rocket-powered capsule that hundreds of years ago no one could have imagined. We take some things for granted. This is a music box. In the late 17th century, speaking of machines, a music box began to play melodies It's a Christmas one, I know. It's a machine, and it plays melodies and harmonies. And then they build bigger and better music boxes. They tried to duplicate violins and oboes, and they had these huge machines. Well, Thomas Edison came along. I don't know if you know what this is. It's a record. And it goes on something called a phonograph. So he took sound waves and turned it into data. And you put it on a turntable for those who are young. And it produced music. Hundreds of years ago, people would have stared at that and gone, woohoo! They would have thought that was scary. So this duplicated a sound. None of us duplicates the words of Jesus, do we? We don't even duplicate most of his actions. And yet we are called to be that voice now. And the sound wave of Jesus, do not be afraid, leads us in this time that is not easy to understand or talk about. And Jesus, besides saying, be not afraid, said, be alert. Be ready, and called us to action. But we still have the question, what can I do now in my era, in my situation, with the way society is, and I want a better country? We actually have a way. We have an action plan, and I'm going to use it this morning. It's called the Prayer of St. Francis. It's an action plan. It's on the last page of your worship bulletin. On the back. The back. Not inside. Yes. So we want to know what we're supposed to do. What can I do to make a better country? And so I say, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. So me, each of us needs to say me. Because, Lord Jesus, where there is hatred, I'm afraid we've all witnessed hatred. Let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. 7 times in the epistle, the word faith is mentioned. By faith, by faith. Faith is an action, not a feeling. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. We can be a light. And where there is sadness, joy. Jesus attracted people because of his joy and his love and his light. We need to continue to be those instruments of joy, light, hope, faith, pardon, and love. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. And the action that Jesus asked of us today, when he said, sell your possessions and give to the poor, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying, whether from a violent outburst or not, that we are born to eternal life. Our words are powerful, our words are creative. Anything you say after I am will exist. If you say I am afraid, you will stay afraid. So we can make choices. We have the power to be an instrument of peace. And I'd like us all to say that together now. Please take your bulletin and let us say together this choice that can answer, what can I do to make a better country? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.